来到你的面前，我们愿意把荣耀都归给你，因为你在十字架上所成就的恩典，让我们这些不配的人可以来到全能的神面前。主啊，我在这个时候特别把母亲们交在你的手中，主啊，让每一个母亲都认识你的大爱，把你的爱流到儿女的身上。我们也为做儿女的祷告，让每一个做孩子的知道如何孝顺父母。主啊，在这个时候我恳求你借着这个讲台供应你自己的话，满足每一颗饥渴的心灵。我们这样祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名，阿们。全本圣经66卷当中有2卷是以姐妹为名。
In the entire 66 books of the Bible, there are 2 books that are named after women.
一卷是以斯帖记，一卷是路德记。
One is Esther and the other is Ruth.
这两个姐妹都有不平凡的婚姻。
Both of these sisters had rather unusual marriages.
以斯帖是一个犹太女子嫁给外邦人。
Esther was a Jewish woman who married a Gentile.
路德是一个外邦女子嫁给犹太人。
And Ruth was a Gentile who was married to a Jew.
他们两个都把自己交在神的手中，结果被神重用，以致名留千古。
Both of them entrusted themselves into God's hand and were greatly used by him so that their names were passed on through the generations.
去年我已经跟大家分享过以斯帖记。
Last year I had already talked about Esther.
今年要跟大家分享路德记。
So this year I'm going to talk about Ruth.
整本路德记就是一个爱的故事。
The entire book of Ruth is a love story.
它描写了婆媳之间的爱。
It depicts the love between the daughter and mother-in-law.
也描写了主仆之间的爱。
And also the love between the master and the servant.
还有神人之间的爱。
And also the love between God and man.
虽然只有短短的四章，
Even though there are only 4 chapters,
确实有丰富的内容。
But it is very rich in its content.
它记载一个小家庭的故事。
It tells the story of a small family.
但是这个小家庭却影响到整个以色列的历史。
But this small family influenced the entire history of Israel.
甚至影响到全人类的历史。
It even influenced the history of the human race.
因为后来的大卫王和耶稣基督都跟这个小家庭有密切的关系。
Because later King David and Jesus Christ were both closely linked to this small family.
这个爱的故事是发生在以色列的黑暗时期，士师时代。
This story takes place during the judges' periods in the Israelite history.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
And at that time, Israel didn't have a king, so everyone did according to what they saw fit.
而路德记中爱的故事就成为黑暗时代中的一线曙光。
And so the love story in Ruth became like a beacon of light during that period of darkness.
四章经文很清楚分成四个段落。
The 4 chapters can be very clearly divided into 4 sections.
请大家把圣经打开来。
Please turn your Bibles.
第一章是描写路德智慧的选择。
And turn to the book of Ruth, and in the first chapter it talks about the wise choices that she made.
第二章是描写路德殷勤的服侍。
And the second chapter talks about the serving diligently.
第三章是讲到路德谦卑的恳求。
And the third chapter is about her pleading humbly.
第四章是讲到路德丰富的报赏。
And the fourth chapter is about the rich rewards that she received.
从第一章我们看到有一个神的儿女，名字叫以利米勒。
So at the first chapter we see there's a child of God, his name is Elimelech.
他为了逃避饥荒，带着他的妻子拿俄米和两个儿子离开了他们所住的伯利恒，到摩押地去。
So he took his wife and his 2 sons and left Bethlehem to go to Moab because there was a famine in the land.
伯利恒是粮仓的意思。
Bethlehem means house of food.
而摩押呢是一个被咒诅的外邦地方。
And Moab is a foreign land that has been cursed.
他们离开神的家到外邦地方，以为可以到那里得着物质的满足。
So they left the land of God and went to a foreign land, thinking that they may be able to receive provisions from God at that place.
可是没有想到悲剧却一次一次地临到这个家庭。
But little did they know that tragedies would fall upon them one after another.
首先是做丈夫的以利米勒死了。
So first of all, we have the husband Elimelech who died.
葬身在异地
and he was buried in a foreign land,
留下两个寡妇，两个孤儿和一个寡妇
leaving behind him two sons and a widow.
后来两个孤儿异族通婚，娶了当地的摩押女子为妻
and later the two orphans, the two sons, they married women from the foreign land.
一个叫路德，一个叫俄尔巴
and one was called Ruth and the other was Orpha.
但是过了不久，这两个儿子也死了。
But later, the two sons also died.
使这个家庭在十年之内死了三个丈夫，留下三个寡妇，情景非常的凄凉。
So within 10 years' time, in this family, they lost three husbands and they were left with three widows. It was a very depressive state.
这时候，拿俄米听到神顾念以色列民族，看到伯利恒又有粮食的消息。
And later, Naomi heard that God had came to the aid of the people in Bethlehem, and that there was food in the land.
她就决定回到她的家乡伯利恒。
So she decided to return to her homeland.
这个回头就带来了她一生的转机。
And this return marked a turning point in her life.
就好像路加福音中的浪子
It's just like the prodigal son in the Gospel of Luke
当他醒悟过来说我要起来回到我父亲那里去就成为他一生的转机
When he came to his senses and said I'm going to set out and return to my father It was a turning point in his life
难怪有人说拿俄米是旧约的浪女回头
It is no wonder that people would say Naomi is the prodigal daughter in the Old Testament
以利米勒夫妇是今天许多基督徒的写照。
This couple, Elimelech and Naomi, depicts a lot of the Christians today.
以利米勒的意思是我的神为王。
Elimelech means my God is king.
但是当他遇到难处的时候，他就不再以神为王。
But when he encountered a lot of hardships, no longer was God his king.
他不但不以神为王，他去寻求人的帮助。
And not only did he make God his king, but he also went to seek help from man.
他不但找人的帮助，他甚至找外邦人的帮助。
And not only did he turn to man for help, but he also went to the foreign people, to Gentiles for help.
结果不但自己灭亡，还连累了整个家庭。
So at the end, not only did he lose his life, but also his family suffered.
拿俄米是甜的意思。
Naomi means sweet.
当她抵达伯利恒城的时候
，So when she arrived in the city of Bethlehem,
全城的人都惊讶起来。
The whole city was stirred.
因为十年不见，拿俄米已经苍老憔悴太多。
Because after 10 years, she had aged so much.
他们认不出她来，彼此问说：“这是拿俄米吗
？”They couldn't recognize her, and so they were asking each other, "Can this be Naomi?"
拿俄米对他们说：“你们不要再叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉。”
And Naomi said to them, "No longer, don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara."
因为马拉是苦的意思。
Because Mara means bitter.
当一个基督徒远离神的时候，他的光景就好像拿俄米一样。
So when a Christian drifts away from the Lord, he or she becomes just like Naomi.
他像拿俄米一样，本来是满满的出去。结果是空空的回来。
Just like Naomi, they had left that place in abundance, but they came home empty-handed.
本来是甜的，结果变成苦的。
She used to be called sweet, but now she's bitter.
当拿俄米决定回到犹大地的时候
，So when Naomi decided to go back to Judah,
她就对这两个外邦媳妇说
，She said to two of her daughter-in-laws.
你们两个人回娘家去吧。
She said, "Return to your homeland, my daughters."
愿神恩待你们，使你们在新夫家中得平安。
May the Lord show kindness to you and grant that you will find peace in the home of a new husband.
但是这两个媳妇都哭了，都舍不得离开婆婆。
But both of these daughter-in-laws wept, and they didn't want to leave Naomi.
可见拿俄米是一个难得的好婆婆。
So we can see that Naomi was indeed a very good mother-in-law.
拿俄米就又劝他们。
So she urged them again.
回去吧，我已经老了。
Go, I'm already old.
我不能够再有丈夫了。
I can no longer have a husband.
就算有丈夫，也不能够马上有儿子。
Even if I had a husband, I wouldn't be able to have sons right away.
就算有儿子，你们难道能够等到他们长大再嫁他吗？
Even if I had sons, would you wait until they grew up and remain unmarried for them?
听到这些话，两个媳妇又放声大哭。
And upon hearing this, both of the daughters-in-law wept again.
这个时候，俄尔巴就跟婆婆亲嘴，跟婆婆再见。
And at this, Orpah kissed Naomi and she bade her farewell.
只是路德舍不得拿俄米。
But Ruth clung to her.
他用坚定的口气说了一章十六节、十七节的话。
And with an affirmative tone of voice, she said the words in chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
十六节，路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在那里死。”也葬在那里，除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。从这段话里面，我们看到路德所做的选择。
From this passage, we can see the choices that Ruth made.
第一，路德是因为爱选择她婆婆。
First, because of love, Ruth chose her mother-in-law.
路德是美丽的意思。
Ruth means beautiful.
而她实在也是一个年轻貌美的女子。
And indeed, she was a very young and beautiful woman.
她可以再嫁。
She could have remarried.
她可以享受新夫给她物质上、生活上的舒适。
She could have enjoyed the comforts provided by a new husband.
但是她选择跟随一个年纪老迈而又没有什么指望的婆婆。
But she chose to follow an old mother-in-law who has really nothing much to offer her.
为什么呢?
Why?
这是爱的力量使她做了这样的选择。
It is the power of love that prompted her to make this decision.
第二,她因为信选择了婆婆所信的神。
Secondly, because of faith, she chose to believe in the God that her mother-in-law believed in.
透过她婆婆的见证，她认识了一位永生的真神。
Through the testimony of her mother-in-law, she came to know this eternal and living God.
她认清这一位神是她一生要选择、要抓住、要紧紧跟随的神。
She recognized that this is a God that she is choosing to follow and to grab onto for the rest of her life.
因此她宁愿放弃摩押人所拜的假神。
So she was willing to give up the false gods worshipped by the Moabites.
她就选择了婆婆所信的真神。
And she chose to follow the true God that her mother-in-law worshipped.
而这个选择就决定了她一生的幸福。
And because of this choice, blessings were bestowed upon her for the rest of her life.
于是婆媳二人一老一少相伴而行。
And so the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, accompanying one another, they left.
圣经上没有描写这条路到底是怎么样一条路。
The Bible doesn't describe this journey that they took.
但是从考古学，我们知道这是一条漫漫长途。
But from archaeological findings, we know that this is a long path.
而且是崎岖不平的山路。
And it is also very crooked.
所以他们走了许多的日子。
So it took them many days to travel.
终于他们来到了伯利恒。
But finally they arrived in Bethlehem.
而在伯利恒正好是割大麦的时候。
And it just happened to be the harvest time in Bethlehem.
路德记第二章描写路德怎么样殷勤的服侍。
And the second chapter talks about how Ruth was serving diligently.
两个无依无靠的寡妇来到伯利恒。
The two widows came to Bethlehem with no one to depend on.
她唯一可以维生的方法就是跟在收割者的后面去捡那个掉下来的麦穗。
And their only means of survival was to follow behind those harvesters to pick up that was left behind from their threshing the barley.
路德从早到晚 就不停地在捡麦穗。
And so Ruth worked from morning until night unceasingly.
把她所捡到的麦穗打成大麦，带回去给她婆婆吃。
And she threshed the barley and brought back all that she had collected to her mother-in-law for her.
又把她白天别人给她的食物吃剩的包起来，带去给她婆婆吃。
And then she would also collect the food that has been given to her and what was left behind and bring back to her mother-in-law.
路德实在是一个又勤劳又孝顺的好媳妇。
Ruth was indeed a very diligent and also a good daughter-in-law.
像这样感人的见证，怎么可能？
Like this kind of a testimony, how could it be?
只有一个解释，在路德的后面有爱的力量支持她。
There's only one explanation, and that is that the love behind her that was forcing her, compelled her to do such things.
因为爱使路德不觉得辛苦。
It was because of love that Ruth didn't consider these very laborious.
因为爱使路德没有怨言。
And it was because of love that she had no complaints.
就好像我们做母亲的，一生为儿女劳苦，没有怨言。
It's just like we as mothers, we work so hard for our children all our life and we have no complaints.
今天在家庭在教会也是如此。
Today in our families and also in the church, it is very similar.
什么时候我们感觉到服事很累，做不下去了？
Whenever we may feel tired from all the serving that we do in the church and we cannot continue any longer,
往往是因为爱出了问题。
Oftentimes the problem lies in the love.
也许是夫妻之间的爱出了问题。
Perhaps it is the love between the husband and the wife.
也许是两代之间的爱出了问题。
Perhaps it is the love between the generations.
也许是对神的爱出了问题。
Perhaps it is the love towards God.
当一个人全心全意来信靠神的时候，神就安排他的道路，引导他的脚步。
When one trusts themselves wholeheartedly to God, God will guide their paths.
路德在这么多的田间没有走到别人的田，偏偏踏进了波阿斯的田。
And in all the fields that Ruth passed, she didn't land in any other field, but she landed in the field that belonged to Boaz.
而这个波阿斯不是别人。
And Boaz was no stranger.
他是一个大财主，又是一个有爱心又谦卑的人。
He was a man with standing, and he also was humble and had a kind spirit.
更重要的，他是以利米勒的近亲。
Even more importantly, he was a kinsman of Elimelech.
使他后来可以合法的赎以利米勒的地，而且娶路德为妻。
So that later on he could legitimately redeem the land that belonged to Elimelech and also marry Ruth as his wife.
第三章描写到拿俄米实在是个好婆婆。
The third chapter talks about Naomi, her as a very good mother-in-law.
她一点都不想自私地把她的媳妇留在身边。
She didn't want to keep her daughter-in-law by her side with a selfish motive.
她关心媳妇的幸福，她为媳妇的婚姻打算。
And she was concerned for her well-being and was making plans for her marriage.
照当日的习俗，田地的主人往往在播大麦的晚上睡在场上来保护他的收成。
And according to the customs of those days, at the night of the threshing barley, the landowners, they would sleep at the threshing floor to protect their grain.
路德就遵照他婆婆的吩咐，当天晚上就下到场上去躺在波阿斯的脚边。
And so Ruth followed the instructions of Naomi, and at that night she slept at the feet of Boaz on the threshing floor.
当波阿斯半夜惊醒过来的时候
，And when Boaz woke up in the middle of the night startled,
路德谦卑地对他说：“求你用你的衣襟遮盖我。”
Ruth pleaded to him and said, "Please cover me with the corner of your garment."
在当日，这句话是结婚的意思。
In those days, this phrase meant a request for marriage.
波阿斯是犹太人，又是个大财主。
Boaz was a Jew, and he also was a man with standing.
但是他一点也没有轻视一个外邦女子。
But he didn't despise Ruth, who was a Gentile.
从波阿斯的回答当中，看见波阿斯早已经听到路德的见证。
And from Boaz's reply, we can see that Boaz had already heard of the testimony spoken of Ruth.
他知道路德虽然是个外邦的寡妇
，He knew that even though Ruth was a Gentile widow,
她却是一个贤德的妇女。
But she was also a woman with a noble character.
又是一个孝顺的媳妇。
And she was also a good daughter-in-law.
更重要的。她是全心来投靠神的人。
More importantly, she was one that devoted herself wholeheartedly to the Lord.
波阿斯在二章十二节所说的这一句话，是全本路德记最重要的一节经文。
The words spoken by Boaz in chapter 2, verse 12 is the most important verse in this book.
波阿斯对路德说：“愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你。”你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
Boaz said to her, May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge.
你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，这一句话跟刚才我们所读的马太福音二十三章耶稣所说的话相呼应。
The phrase taking refuge under God's wings corresponds to the passage that we just read in Matthew.
当日耶稣对着耶路撒冷。
In those days, Jesus was facing Jerusalem.
他说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊。”
He said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem."
我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡。把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下。
He said, How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings.
只是你们不愿意。
But you were not willing.
亲爱的朋友，弟兄姐妹。
Dear friends and brothers and sisters.
今天神何等愿意用他的翅膀来保护你，扶持你。
Today, our Lord so much desires to uphold you under His wings.
他张开钉十字架的双手，等待你投入他的怀抱。
He has opened His nail-pierced hands, waiting for you to come into His bosom.
可惜我们常常像耶路撒冷，也像以利米勒。
But so often we're just like Jerusalem and also like Elimelech.
我们远远地离开神，拒绝神的旨意。
We have drifted far away from God and have refused His will.
难怪耶稣接着说：“看哪，你们的家变成荒场。”
And it is no wonder that Jesus continued on to say, "Look, your house has become desolate."
路德记给我们最重要的信息就是：什么时候我们像拿俄米和路德一样来投靠在神的翅膀下？什么时候？就是我们个人和我们的家蒙恩的时候。
The most important message in this book is that whenever we would take our refuge under God's wings, just as what Naomi and Ruth did, that is when we will receive the great rewards from God.
昨天一大早
，early yesterday morning，
李牧师跟我打了最后一通直播中东的长途电话给宋恩。
Pastor Lee and I made the last long-distance direct call to the Middle East to Chris.
我为什么说最后一通呢？
Why do I say that it's the last call?
因为今天清晨，宋恩离开他所驻扎的基地。
Because early this morning, Chris has already left where he was stationed.
他启程回到美国。
He was leaving to return back to the U.S.
要大概一个多礼拜的时间。
It'll take about a week.
当我们跟宋恩谈完话，挂上了电话以后
，So after we finished our conversation and hung up the telephone,
我们夫妇两个不约而同地跪下来，流泪感恩。
Both of us just simultaneously, we just knelt down and with tears in our eyes, we praised God.
是的，在过去将近六个月的时间里
，Indeed, in the past 6 months.
如果不是神的翅膀保护宋恩
，Had it not been God's wings protecting Chris，
如果不是耶和华神的翅膀保护前线的军人
，Had it not been God's wings protecting those soldiers at the battlefront，
如果不是神的翅膀保护我们这些忧伤的家人
，Had it not been God's wings protecting the families who are in deep sorrow，
这次战争的后果是非常的可怕。
The outcome of this war is very hard to imagine.
在患难当中，李牧师跟我经历到神的翅膀是何等信实，是何等有力。
And both Pastor Lee and I had truly experienced the faithfulness and the power of God's wings during this time of suffering.
路德来投靠耶和华以色列人的翅膀，他的的确确满得了神的赏赐。
Ruth came to take refuge under God's wings, and she indeed received great rewards.
第四章是这个爱的故事的结束篇。
The fourth chapter is the conclusion of this book.
波阿斯透过了法律的手续，不但娶了，不但是赎了以利米勒的地，也娶了路德为妻。
So through legal procedures, Boaz was able to redeem the land of Elimelech and also to marry Ruth as his wife.
路德不但享受到大财主波阿斯的丰富。
Ruth was not only able to enjoy all the richness of Boaz's possessions.
在路德记最后的家谱当中，我们发现。
At the genealogy recorded at the end of this book,
神竟然使他成为以色列历史伟人大卫王的曾祖母。
We see that God had made her become the great-grandmother of King David in the Israelite history.
当我们打开马太福音第一章的家谱的时候，
And when we turn to the first chapter, the genealogy in the book of Matthew,
我们又发现神竟然使这个软弱的外邦女子成为耶稣基督的先祖。
We also find that God made this weak Gentile woman to become the ancestor of Jesus Christ.
一个人全心全意来投靠在神的翅膀下，他所得的赏赐是何等的大。
When one comes to take refuge under God's wings, we see how rich the rewards are.
路德记在结束的时候有一句话非常精彩。
There's an excellent saying at the end of this chapter.
那是记载在四章十五节的后半节。
And it's at the second half of chapter 4, verse 15.
有这儿妇比有七个儿子还好。
Having this daughter-in-law is better than seven sons.
太好了，是不是？
Isn't that great?
多么令人羡慕。
Doesn't that make you envy?
有这个儿妇比有七个儿子还好。
To have this daughter-in-law is better than seven sons.
路德成功的秘诀是在于他投靠在神的翅膀下。
The secret of Ruth's success was that she took refuge under God's wings.
但愿今天在座的每一位，
I hope that everyone seated here today,
每一个家庭，
every family,
都愿意全心全意投靠在神的翅膀下，
would all be willing to take refuge under God's wings wholeheartedly.
如果你还没有信主的话，
if you are not yet a believer,
在这母亲节的早上，
on this Mother's Day morning,
我诚心诚意地邀请你投靠在神的翅膀下。
I sincerely invite you to take refuge under God's wings.
但愿今天就是你信主的日子。
I desire that today is the day that you would accept Christ.
我们现在一同祷告。
Let's bow for prayer. 天父，我们感谢你用你自己的话语让我们看到你是多么伟大的一个神。当我们软弱的时候，当我们忧伤的时候，我们可以来到你的面前，投靠在你的翅膀底下。主，巴不得我们真的是不要有一颗坚硬的心，不愿意谦卑地来到你的面前，而是能够看到你自己的伟大，也看到你自己的信实，让我们整个心能够在你的面前无法抗拒你这样子的一个又真又活的一个神。天父，在今天母亲节的早上，我们也要为着你所给我们的母亲谢谢你。若是我们中间有母亲还不认识你，也求你自己的恩典能够早日降临，让他们能够在他们这一生认识你这位又真又活的神，也帮助我们在座是儿女的，让我们更知道如何来孝顺以及来爱我们的母亲，来做讨你喜悦的事情。我们这样子的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。